This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Sandeep Chakravarti. The headlines. Chief Justice of India B.R. Gavai inaugurates newly constructed court building of Guwahati High Court's Itanagar permanent bench at Naharlagun in Arunachal Pradesh. Har Ghar Tiranga campaign gains momentum in different states of Northeast, with different activities being organized in the run up to the Independence Day. Security forces arrested 5 cadres of different proscribed outfits during search operations in Manipur, and Real Kashmir Football Club gained comfortable 3-1 victory over home side Naroka FC in Group F clash of 134th Indian Oil Durant Cup in Manipur. Northeast United Football Club will face Rangnajir United Football Club in Shillong today. And now the news in details. Chief Justice of India B.R. Gavai said that the judiciary, executive and legislature exist to deliver justice to the last citizen of the country. The Chief Justice was speaking after inaugurating the newly constructed court building of the Guwahati High Court's Itanagar permanent bench at Naharlagun in Arunachal Pradesh yesterday in the presence of Union Minister Kiran Rijiju and Arjun Ram Meghwal, Chief Minister Pema Khandu, Deputy Chief Minister Chana Main, along with a host of dignitaries. Stressing the need for a calibrated and coordinated effort among these pillars, he said, every step must be taken to ensure that justice is delivered at the earliest and at the least cost. The Chief Justice of India also added that Northeast is one of the most important parts of India, and the Constitution provides special provisions to preserve and safeguard the tribal communities of the region. Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang yesterday launched the Nari Adalat on the occasion of first Amma Samman Diwas at Rungpo. Nari Adalat is a community-based forum run by women to provide accessible and informal justice, especially in rural and semi-urban areas of Sikkim. The idea behind Nari Adalat is to empower women to address disputes and social issues that directly affect them without having to depend entirely on the formal court system. Unlike regular courts, which involve formal legal procedures, official judges and lengthy processes, Nari Adalat works in a flexible and dialogue-based manner. In Manipur, the momentum of Har Ghar Tiranga has gained day by day, and different activities under the campaign have been going on across the state. The Jiribam District Administration, in collaboration with the District Child Protection Unit, organized a Tiranga Rangoli making competition yesterday as part of the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. It was at Golamchat Open Shelter Home in Patchau, Jiribam. During the competition, 4 teams displayed well-decorated rangolis, showcasing talent and creativity of the children. Tiranga Rakhi making competition was also held in Noni District. Meanwhile, in Tripura, Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha visited the Shibnagar area in Agartala yesterday and distributed national flag to the residents of the locality as a part of the nationwide campaign Har Ghar Tiranga. The Chief Minister emphasized the significance of the initiative and urged the citizens to actively participate in the campaign and take pride in the nation's heritage and unity. In Manipur, security forces have arrested 5 cadres of different proscribed outfits during the search operations conducted since last Saturday. The Manipur police report said that a cadre of UNLFP was arrested from his residence in Bishnupur district and recovered 1.303 rifle with magazine, 5 magazines of different rifles, one hand grenade, 501 number of live ammunitions and items. Further, the report said that 2 cadres of KCP City Mete and 1 cadre each of KCP Ibungo Nangom Group and KCP PWG were arrested yesterday from different places of Imphal East and Imphal West districts. They were involved in extortion from the general public. The Mizoram government is making all efforts to set up a guest house in Navi Mumbai. A statement issued yesterday stated that Chief Secretary Khandiram Meena met his Maharashtra counterpart Rajesh Kumar Meena in Mumbai to discuss the proposed Mizoram house in Navi Mumbai. The Chief Secretary of Maharashtra has directed the officers concerned to ensure permission to the application submitted by the Mizoram government in this regard. In Assam, Minister for Public Health and Engineering Jayanta Malna Barua yesterday visited Kokradanga bordering Indo-Bangla border in South Salmara Mankachar district. During his visit, the minister took stock of the erosion-affected areas along the Brahmaputra River. The minister also visited 2 sites of Jal Jeevan Mission in the district.
In Nagaland, the Assam Rifles conducted a health and wellness camp for women in Kiferi district with the aim of providing accessible healthcare services, preventive guidance and wellness awareness to women of all age groups. Medical teams from the Assam Rifles offered free health checkups, consultations on women's health, nutrition, hygiene and preventive care, and distributed essential medicines. Special emphasis was placed on the early detection of health issues, maternal health and lifestyle-related counseling. The camp witnessed enthusiastic participation from women across all age groups who availed the services with gratitude. This initiative reflects the ethos of service before self, highlighting the Assam Rifles' role not only as the sentinels of the Northeast, but also a trusted partner in promoting the well-being of the local population. Vice Chancellor of Central Agricultural University, Imphal, Dr. Anupam Mishra, inaugurated an Agro-Eco-Tourism Park and launched a one-year Paravet certificate course at the College of Veterinary Sciences and Animal Husbandry, Jaloki, in Nagaland on the occasion of the college's 9th Foundation Day. In his address, the Vice-Chancellor highlighted the crucial role of para-veterinarians in delivering rural animal health care and emphasized the importance of introducing need-based skill development courses such as artificial intelligence, machine learning and IoT in veterinary practices. The Vice-Chancellor also laid the foundation stone for a multi-purpose hall, planted trees, visited livestock farm complex and interacted with faculty and staff. Dr. Mishra appreciated the ongoing developmental efforts and encouraged the college to continue making meaningful contributions to the veterinary and animal husbandry sectors. Arali S. Hazarika has become the first Assamese to graduate in Sanskrit and Hindi from the University of Oxford. She received the Bachelor's of Arts degree in the graduation ceremony held at the university's Sheldonian Theatre Auditorium. The 21-year-old from Assam pursued her BA in Sanskrit and Hindi at the university's Balliol College under the Department of Asian and Middle Eastern Studies. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall conditions over sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Assam, Sikkim, Bihar, Meghalaya and Arunachal Pradesh during the next 6 to 7 days. These conditions will continue over coastal Andhra Pradesh, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Telangana, besides Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura. The Union Power Ministry has listed 6 major hydropower projects in the northeast India as vulnerable, including the under construction 2000 megawatt Lower Subansiri project on the Assam Arunachal Pradesh border. The Central Electricity Authority categorized these projects as vulnerable based on their location above 1,500 meters and position as the first in the river basin in the upper Himalayan reaches. Conditions that heighten risks from flash floods, landslides and other climate-induced hazards. The information was provided by the Minister of State for Power, Shripad Naik, in Parliament. And now sports. In Manipur, Real Kashmir Football Club gained a comfortable 3-1 victory over home side Naroka Football Club in the Group F clash of the 134th Indian Oil Durant Cup 2025 at Kuman Lumpak Main Stadium in Imphal yesterday. The winning team finished their campaign with 6 points from 3 matches, while Naroka FC finished with 2 points. The final group stage match between the Indian Navy FT and TRAU FC will be played tomorrow to determine who will qualify for the knockouts as group winners. Meanwhile, in Meghalaya, Northeast United FC will face Rangdajed United FC in their final Group E fixture at the Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in Shillong today. Already through to the quarterfinals of the 134th Indian Oil Durant Cup, Northeast United FC will aim to wrap up the group stage with a flawless record. The Highlanders booked their place in the knockouts with a gritty 2-1 win over Shillong Lajong FC in the Northeast Derby. Both sides are tied on 6 points from 2 games, but Northeast United progressed on a head-to-head advantage. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.